Well, almost $500 million has been cut from the cost of Auckland's downtown rail tunnel project. One of three new underground stations has been scrapped, and the purchase of 24 electric trains has been delayed. Auckland Transport is upbeat, but some businesses near the cancelled Newton station are not happy. Our Auckland correspondent Todd Nile joins us now. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
This just breaking this morning, a surprise?
Yeah, it is a surprise. I mean, with these big engineering projects, as the design work progresses, there are always refinements and changes that get made, but actually dropping out one of the three new stations that would be built, that is a big one, and there were no indications that that was, you know, in the mix.
And why have they done this? I mean, on the face of it, it saves a lot of money. Is it a cost-cutting move?
It doesn't appear to be a cost-cutting move in the context of Auckland Council struggling to get its long-term budget together. Let's get back into that project and cut some money out. Auckland Transport says it's an engineering-driven change that was part of the normal process of them exploring, you know, is the way that we've done it so far the best way to do it. Newton Station, which sits up on Simon Street, was always the deepest station, 42 metres below ground, which poses some engineering challenges. It needs extra stairwells for escape and high-speed lifts to move people up and down. That construction was going to disrupt that part of town for 12 to 18 months. Also, because that station was placed where it was, the tracks after they leave the station were actually going to have to cross at an intersection, you know, with the railway's version of traffic lights, which is not uncommon, but it's not desirable. So by removing the station, take away the disruption, the tracks can then be separated where they cross. There are 18 fewer properties that are needed to be bought, and the option is to rebuild Mount Eden Station, which is only 500 metres away, and Auckland Transport says, you know, it achieves almost the same as having Newton.
So not having Newton, will that mean less development around that area? Because these stations, you know, a lot of foot traffic would come through as well. And so you'd imagine that that would have been a bit of an advantage. Will we see less development in that area?
Yeah, that is one of the debated downsides. Auckland Council has always talked up the effect that these stations have, as you say, on the surrounding areas because they concentrate people, create business, attractive places to live, etc., etc. That part of Simon Street, pretty down at heel. It's been the victim of some dreadful planning decisions over the years, and businesses there were really looking to the boost that would have come from having a station in their midst. Mount Eden Station, as I say, 500 metres away. Auckland Transport says there will be, you know, bigger redevelopment around Mount Eden, and some of that will spill back up onto Simon Street.
Okay, the biggest saving is the deferral of the trains. How is that possible to do that? Seems such a major part of the project.
Yeah, well, this $2.86 billion price tag, which we've had for a while, has always included 24 new trains, $330 million worth. Again, as they've looked more closely at the capacity of the existing fleet that's coming on stream now, and the projections for patronage, they realise that the 57 new electric trains will actually see them out, you know, for years longer than expected. So the 24 additional trains are now pushed so far into the future that they basically separate from the budget for the project itself. It comes down to $2.4 billion. Of course, that's not a saving. Auckland Transport says, yes, those trains are going to be needed at some point in the future, but it's just going to be a little bit further out. The political plus for Auckland Council, of course, is they now fall outside the 10-year budget, which they're struggling to put together, and politicians just love having things pushed onto another council, so worry.
Indeed. Todd Nile, thank you very much for your time on Morning Report this morning.